It's time for our better placed meteorologist. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Sunshine, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, and good morning. And we will have some sunshine today. I'm still indicating a chance of a shower, most of which right now seem to be east. So, you know, it's possible that maybe Hartford and on eastward they may see a shower today. I don't think we will. Highs around 80, 60 cloudy tonight. Clouds and maybe a widely scattered shower on Saturday in the low 80s. Sunday hazy, a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 80 to 85, and then partly sunny and breezy, 70 to 75 on Monday. I don't see too much in the way of rain at all for any of us this weekend. And even though we're mentioning a shower or thunderstorm here and there, it really is going to be widely scattered. So don't change your outdoor plans.
Let's hope this holds for next weekend.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend. I wouldn't count on it.
No, you're right, because if you get so much nice weather, bad weather's got to come sooner or later.
Yeah, I mean, and generally, Memorial Day weekends, they have a bad rap. At least one day out of the three is usually, you know, inclement. So we'll see what happens this year. I'm not too worried about it. I'll head up to the lake tomorrow. I will open up the cabin and clean it and come back home. And then just hope that we'll be back up Memorial Day weekend.
And you got your porta potty will be waiting for you, right?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No, that they're going to bring it for June 1st. I still have to make sure that where it's going, we have a level surface so they can put it on. So I will check that out tomorrow when I'm up there.
You should get one of those really nice porta potties that they're using for weddings now, that are big, and they have like little sinks in them and everything like that. They make them look really nice.
That's the one we have. Oh, that's the one I'm getting.
There you
go.
It's got a sink
yeah, and a flushable toilet.
You know, if you're going to get a porta potty, pay a little extra money, and get something that's like a real bathroom.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And every week they come and they clean it and they empty it and they give us new sanitizers and toilet paper and paper towels and soap.
That sounds good.
I don't
good.
Have yeah. to worry about a thing.
All right. So Pat made the smart move. So yeah. I can come visit you at the cabin. Because, you know, years ago I remember I was at I was invited to a fancy event at a house and had these porta potties outside, okay?
Mm.
You know. I mean, they were dingy little porta potties, you know. So I wouldn't go in them. I went in the house. I found a bathroom. I went to the bathroom. I wasn't going to the porta potties, where like 500 other people were using them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the type of guy that when I travel on the highway, I won't use a bathroom in a gas station.
Right.
My God.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the one thing that I asked this guy, I said, you know, can a lock be put on the door? And he goes, yes, we suggest a combination lock. Give us the combination so that we can clean it each week. So I have the combination lock, and I'm locking it. I mean, I'm only there on the weekends.
Yeah.
If I were to leave that open all week long, anybody else could use it who's up there.
And they would.
And they would, exactly. So I'm not doing that. So it's going to be locked.
And then you have to go into DNA tracing.
Thank you. Right.
Well, now I hope on Monday of next week when I speak to you, I don't hear anything about mice.
I hope not either. I usually take a deep breath. You know, I put the key in the door, and I sort of open that door, and I can tell right away. You know, because generally what I have to do is look in the sink or, you know, on the table or something like that. And if I see traces, it's like, uh-oh. But you know what, Marshall, I'm really thinking not.
Yeah, with all the work you've done over the past couple of years.
Yeah, we did a lot of work. And what I'm worried about now is I got an email from one of the ladies up there, and she's been up there, and she said that she's picking ticks off her dogs 2 to 3 per day.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't let Shirley run that much.
No, I don't let her run at all.
So, I mean, So you can keep control of that with a small dog, and you keep her on a leash. She'll pick up ticks, but not the, you know, it's the people that have the dogs that, you know, their dogs are good off the leash, but they let them go all over the place.
And they go into a deep bush, right? Deep brush, and that's where you get them. But why is the season so bad this year?
Because the weather got the weather never got really, you know, the springtime was actually a springtime this year.
It wasn't really, we didn't have some very cold weather, right?
Yeah. So the ticks are here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can you do? Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Well, Pat, my weekend is going to be just a nice, easy weekend. I set up my second air conditioner yesterday. The first air conditioner I got in like 10 minutes. I'm so proud of myself. Boy, I've really learned how to put these air conditioners in. And then yesterday, 45 minutes to an hour. If people were ever around my house, they would have heard words they never heard before in their life.
I could imagine. Don't forget, watch that movie this weekend.
Which
with
one?
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. I will put that on my list to watch this weekend.
Right.
Well, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend. I want everything to go well up at the
Thank
house
you.
At
Appreciate
the lake.
Yeah.
And Shirley should have fun.
No, she's staying home.
Oh, she's staying home?
Yeah, I'm not taking it. It's too much tomorrow. There's too much moving around and doors opening, closing, and everything. So she'll stay home and bring her up next week.
All right. Well, you have a good time, and I'll speak to you on Monday.
All right. You do the same.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.